Hi there, everybody. Good evening and welcome to the show. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Come on in, make yourself at home. I want you to feel warm and welcome here on this beautiful February 21st. It's a Wednesday, February 21st at 4 p.m. Pacific, or whenever you happen to be listening to this broadcast, because it is also going to be available on demand in our archives. We have an archive section that is also part of 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. You might hear that my voice is a little bit different, or I might have like a little bit of a trouble saying certain words without having a little bit of a lisp. And it's because I did have some dental work and I have some stitches in my mouth. And so that is very uncomfortable, I'll be honest with you. And so certain things are just like not quite coming out right. Or I might sound like I'm a little drunk or something, but I haven't had anything to drink. I can assure you of that. That doesn't even sound good right now. So all that to say, welcome. Please do get yourself something yummy to drink. I'm drinking a Starbucks coffee. Maybe that isn't the most healthy thing I could have, but it sounded amazing in the moment when I was out on a walk with Watson. So what do I want to talk to you guys about today? I want to talk to you about our game. I want to start off there. This isn't the Psychic Playground for nothing. So we've been playing a game and we've been using a couple different decks of cards. And the last time that we played this game with the tarot cards, you couldn't see them. I was just letting you all know that it's the Major Arcana from this deck. Which cards, you know, which card is it? Which card did I choose? This time I took a picture and I put a picture in the comment section in our private Facebook group. For those of you that are listening in live on 12radio.com, you can click on the chat button. That opens up a new window. It does take you to Facebook. It is a private Facebook group with the same name. That is the number one. The number two, radio.com. Only the group is just 12radio. And send over an invitation. I'll make sure that I get you in while we're live on the air. And you'll be able to see there in the comment section or the feed of the page is my banner with my big smiling face. Thank you, Kelly McClain, for making my awesome banner. And in the comment section is where the conversation's happening. And I did post the picture there. So those are the cards. It's a mix of Major Arcana and Minor Arcana. So we have the Ace of Wands, the Sacred Clown, which is the Fool card normally. And then we have the Four of Wands, the Hierophant, and the Queen of Wands. So as part of the game, what I do is I take four away and I leave one that remains. And the game is, if you can guess which one remains, the first one to guess which one remains, or the first one to intuitively see, and I'm wanting you to use your intuition, not just to guess, but you can guess. This is an exercise to engage your intuition in a playful way, you know, where there's no pressure, but you can practice. So I'm going to pull four away. There's going to be one remaining. And whoever gets that chosen correctly first will get 5 free minutes from me over on our sister site, 12listen.com. That's the number 12listen.com. It is where you can get one-on-one readings and support from an amazing array of advisors, and I am a part of that array. I'm super excited to be a part of the array of voices here at 12 Radio, as well as a part of the support at 12 Listen. And all of this is under the universe that was created, the 12 universe that was created by Mark Husson, and you can catch him live on the air Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific. That is every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific. And he also is available in the on-demand section of 12 Radio. Okay, everyone. So I've been talking. I've been giving you some time to look at the picture and to decide or no, don't decide yet because I haven't even taken them away. But I'm giving you guys a chance to see the picture and to see the cards. And now I'm beginning to take some away. And only one remains. And which one is the one that remains? Please put your answer in the comment section there in our private Facebook group, also called 12radio.com. It is happening over on Facebook. Send over an invitation and I'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And I would love it if you would share about our show and about our station with those friends of yours that are like-minded and that you know would also enjoy the content that we have here. Because we are trying to get the word out about 12 Radio. We would like more people to know that we're here, especially now that our app is running so well and smoothly, both on Android and on Apple. You can get an app that plays right from your phone. You just download the app. It's free. You open it up and it will play whatever is being played live on our station. And it also shows you the schedule. And it also shows you our banners. So you can see the artwork for our shows right there on the app. So it's a great station with lots and lots of conscious wisdom that is coming out of the voices here from many different perspectives, looking at it from many different understandings and with years and years and years and years of wisdom that are here. It's an amazing place, the whole 12 world. So please tell a friend. We really appreciate it. Okay, so I pulled the cards away. And now, which one is remaining? The first person to guess the card that is remaining on my desk, face up, is the winner. Okay, let's see who's commenting in. I see some comments are coming in. Don't forget, you have to change it to all comments. Renee's joining us. Hi, Renee. It's great to see you. She says, happy Wednesday. We're going over that big hump. Pamela says, yay, Jay and the wonderful 12 tribe. I need some Jay Varvel calm today. Well, I'm happy to be here providing that groundedness and that calm. And Evelyn says, hi, Jay. Quick question. Okay, so I'm going to save your question for the reading time. And this is the perfect opportunity for me to let you all know that we will get to free readings where I pull a card for you. In the second half of the show, we're going to be there in about 15 minutes. And Evelyn, you will be the first question that we'll look into. Why am I having trouble with pronouncing your name? Moriana, hi, it's great to see you. And Tara is joining us. Hi, Tara. And Evelyn says, sorry about my mouth. And Evelyn says, the bottom left says. It was not the bottom left card. I took them away. I don't really know, but I know it wasn't the bottom left card. That was not the one. But good guess, good guess. And please keep the guesses and intuitive hits coming in. And let me just refresh and make sure I have all comments because I think we have a winner. And the winner is the Ace of Wands. You got it, Tara. The Ace of Wands. Great job. So I will send you minutes. Please send me your username for 12listen in a private message on Facebook. And I will send you those minutes after the show. Hi, Raven. She says, hello, Wizard J. And I'm on a show with Raven. It's called Backstage Pass, and it is every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And it is happening tomorrow. And we're having the amazing and the lovely and delightful Christina LaFrance joining us from Long Island. She'll be joining us on the air tomorrow at 9. I'm very excited about that. So please do tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time for Backstage Pass. And Raven will be coming up later on this evening with her show called Raven's Rabbit Hole. You'll want to stick around for that later on tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific. All right, guys. Great job, Tara. Ace of Wands. You got it. And let's see here. I wanted to do a quick activity, and I was wanting to, I was just thinking of different kind of playful psychic things that we could do together. And I was reminded of a time when I used to be a part of a discovery circle when I worked at Warner Brothers. And one of the other assistants, her name was Lainey Patterson, she had a discovery circle out of her house, and we would meet. It was once a week, and we would practice on reading each other's aura. We would practice reading cards on one another. We would practice working with crystals. We would also have like friends and family come over that we could work on and practice on. And it was just a really cool group to be able to share about just, especially at that time, my psychic abilities and what I was like sensing and feeling and what I was able to tune into, but not necessarily knowing how to trust it yet. It gave me a great place for me to actively practice and work it out. And one of the activities for warm up, and I know she got this from a book that she had read, and I can't remember what the book was. It could have been a Sylvia Brown book, or I can't remember, but another book of somebody of that kind of caliber. And it was this idea of being able to clean out and clear out all of our chakras and get really present, and then zip ourselves up in our own energy, so that way we were our own energy, like our own circuit. And so that way we could seal ourselves up, you know, so we weren't just this wide open energy door, so to speak, or all of our chakras weren't just wide open, that we, it was a way that we could engage with our chakras. And at the time, that was very brand new to me. So the exercise is this. If you would like to follow along and join me on this fun activity, it's fun. We're going to use color and our imagination to connect. You can do it with your eyes open or closed, whatever you feel most comfortable, and however you would like to have that experience here with us. We're going to start with our root chakra, which is the base chakra, the one that is at the base of our spine. And it is a bright red color, like the most beautiful red you've ever seen, the most beautiful fire engine red. It's like it almost is alive, like blood, like the color is alive. The color of red that seemingly looks like it's alive. And if is if you put on a pair of red sunglasses and you're seeing everything through the eyes of red. And you're just engaging with your root chakra, engaging with the color red. It's filling the space and place that you're in. And we are around a fire here, a campfire of sorts. It's the 1-2 campfire, I like to call it. We haven't been here in a while. But it's this ever-burning flame, this ever-burning campfire that we can come to and join and be a part of, even though we're all coming at it from a distance. But it's a way for us to be together on the metaphysical plane. And so we're seeing this red, this beautiful red color everywhere, filling our room, filling our space, filling our energy. And we're very in tuned with our root chakra there at the base of our spine. And just we're being observers, not hyper aware, but we are observing what is going on. What do you see? What do you feel when you tune into your root chakra? And you might have noticed that the color wasn't so bright at first, and that color is getting brighter and brighter as we spend some time bringing healing energy just through putting our focused attention on this area. Being aware. There's a power to being aware. And especially when we're aware of ourselves. All right. So we're going to move up now to our sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is there right above the root chakra. And it's an orange color, a beautiful orange, like the sun color. And it's very bright like the sun. What you just see is if you've put now on orange glasses, you see everything through the eyes of this orange color. And tuning into your sacral chakra just below your belly button. The first three chakras are called the base chakras. They're centered around our physical presence, our physical needs and safety, and our sexuality, procreation. That's children and also other things that we can create, like business ideas, relationships, friendships. All right. Beautiful job, everybody. We're moving up to the solar plexus, which is yellow, a beautiful yellow color, like the most beautiful yellow flower you've ever seen. That yellow. And it's alive. Also, all these colors are alive. They feel electric. And more than electric, they are alive with energy. Each color has its own consciousness. It is a frequency that we can utilize to tune into and receive information. And that information is not just one directional. Or that communication is not just one directional. All right, awesome job. You're seeing that beautiful yellow color all around you, everywhere, filling your room, filling your energy. Great job. Coming up now to your heart space. It's green. You might also notice a pink color here, depending on how you see it. And as we are going through all these colors and focusing in on each chakra, we're clearing them out, we're cleansing them, we're opening them up, we're bringing a lot of light through each and every one to clear it out, and then we're going to zip ourselves up at the end, so that we are a contained unit, but that we are not closed off, that we are present and alive in our senses. Okay, so we're again in our heart space. It's green, a beautiful green, like the green hills in spring, the green grass, that like the greenest green you've ever seen, the most healing green you've ever seen. That green fills your space, fills your energy, fills the way you see everything through this beautiful green color. Awesome. Beautiful job. And let's bring in that pink light if you don't already see it. Really raising that love vibration, that compassion vibration. We're raising it up, turning it up. Great job. And we're now moving up to our throat chakra, which is a beautiful ice blue color. Like that beautiful color of ice in Antarctica that is, it's like they call it the old ice. It's like ancient, but it's just very beautiful blue, almost again as if it is alive. The color comes to life. You bring the colors to life through you as they emanate from you. And again, we're seeing everything through this beautiful blue color. Everything that we see is blue, has a blue tint. Awesome. And now we're moving up to our third eye, and you're going to notice a beautiful violet color. Violet. This is a beautiful violet purple. And really, it's actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. It's actually an indigo color. It's this beautiful indigo blue, almost like a midnight blue going into purple. This is the way that I see it. Looking out through the eyes of this beautiful midnight blue, clearing out your third eye, allowing you to see clearly and with fresh eyes. Beautiful, great job. And now we're moving up to our crown, the top of our head, and that is a beautiful violet color. That beautiful violet is opening up that lotus flower on the top of our head. There's a beam of light, like a lighthouse shining out the top of our head. That is our crown chakra. Beautiful job, everybody. And now I would like you to put on your cosmic hoodie. And after you get it on, it's nice and warm and snuggly. You're going to zip it up. And as you zip it up, you're going to zip up all your chakras. And they're going to be, as you zip up, you're going to zip up your chakras. So they're going to only be opened up just enough to have you be present, to have you be able to utilize them, but they're not going to be wide open. And you have a boundary between you and the rest of the world to help with those of you that are super empathic. Stay in your body, stay in your own energy. And this is especially helpful when you feel like you're beside yourself, outside yourself, or jumping, wanting to jump outside yourself, or feeling like you are out of sorts. This activity, you can do it much quicker than we just ran through it, even though we did it pretty quick. And you can then be on your way. And you bring that clarity, you bring that presence, you bring that protection with you. All right, great job, everybody. So now we are at the halfway point of the show, and I'm going to play a song for our break, because I don't normally take a break, but I do want to give my mouth a little bit of a rest. I can feel it. It is... I can feel it. It's not awful, but I want to give it a rest. And so I'm going to take this opportunity to play one of our royalty-free songs. At first, it didn't sound right. Oh my goodness, I'm going to forget the name. Oh no, don't forget the name, Jay. Oh, I'm just now remembering Kelly say it. Oh boy. Oh my gosh, you guys, the name will come to me. But you guys know the name. Mark says it all the time. But it's the company that leases the music to us that allows us to play some pretty cool music here on 1-2 Radio. And I will figure that out while we're on break and be able to share that name. But in the meantime, please enjoy this beautiful song. And it is called Mermaid. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. This was Zangaya from the Earth Church CD, and the song is Mermaid. Thank you for listening in to that beautiful song. I love the instrumentals and the beat. And sometimes it's nice just to take it easy and to have a moment to take a breather. You know, we don't always give ourselves that in this very busy, fast-paced life that we live. It's a lot of racing around, a lot of fire drills, putting out fires, and a lot of flying by the seat of our pants. And yes, in a certain kind of way, that is life. However, there is a certain kind of way that we can help our future self out by planning ahead a little bit, not from a standpoint of worry, but from a like an action-oriented, like making a plan, something very practical that we can actualize and put into practice in our world. In that way, be prepared. But I feel I just lost my train of thought. Oh, so to that whole point is to get quiet, to get present, because there is what our mind is telling us, what it thinks we need to do. But it may be a whole other thing when we slow down, get plugged in, we get grounded, we drop our grounding cord in the ground, we maybe go touch a tree outside, our favorite tree, and we take a deep breath, a nice deep breath in, and we're able to really feel our heartbeat, feel the moment, take in the fresh air, see the beautiful flowers if you happen to be in a place like Los Angeles, like me, where there are flowers right now. Unbelievable, but the rain, lots and lots of rain has made the plants very, very happy. Okay, so it's going to be now time to do mini energy readings. And I believe Evelyn was going to be our first participant. And we will go from there. And don't forget, when you click on the comments, you do have to switch from top comments to all comments. Otherwise, it does not show you everything. And we'll go from there. Okay, so I'm looking at which deck of cards we're going to use this week. All right, there's a deck of Oracle cards. I can't think of the name. I think they're just called Mystic. Mystic Oracle. Pardon me. All of a sudden, I'm having the 1-2 frog, apparently. So we're going to look at Evelyn's question. She says, "Hi, Jay. Quick question. I sent my priest an email about 2 to 3 weeks ago about the permission to come back to church and to come back in for Lent and Easter. No answer yet. Is he looking into this or what's going on? Should I talk to him still or Mary? When am I going to hear a response from either one? I understand it's a busy time with Lent / Easter. Please advise some clarity. Thanks." Okay, let me pick a card and see what comes through for you, Evelyn. I know this is something that you've been having to work out for a while. So the card that comes is Grow, the Grow card. So my sense is to go in for a face-to-face meeting. Because I feel like whatever's happened is pretty serious, that you are now having to get approval. Now we got our fire engine, universal confirmation here on the message. But you have this need to get approval to come back. And so to me, it feels like that requires a face-to-face discussion. And from the standpoint that you maybe write some bullet points down so that way you can stay on target and on track of the things that you would like to say and the things that you would like to get approval, like in the sense of like whatever you need to work out, like have that written out in bullet point form so you can stay on track. But I would push to schedule in a meeting because I don't see you're going to get anywhere with an email. And then I also feel what has come through before And that is this the only church in town? I know that you may be very plugged in, and it may be hard to think it this way, but is there another place where you can grow and have a fresh start? Just as another thought that Spirit wants me to pass on. I know that might be hard to even consider because of who might be at this church that are your people or your family. But Spirit had that come across my radar, and I wanted to pass it on. All right, Evelyn, I hope that's helpful. Let us know. And keep us posted on how it goes. All right. So we have Renee. She says, my first choice was the Ace of Wands and the Hierophant because of the Taurus, LOL. You would have got it, Renee, but Tara beat you to it. And Tara says, try some oil pulling with coconut oil. Great. That's a great idea. I've done the salt, swishing my mouth with the salt, warm salt water, and that helps. But I have forgot about the coconut oil pulling. I have some coconut oil, some cold pressed organic available for said pulling. Thank you, Tara, for that. And yes, Tara's got it. Sequoia Records. Sequoia Records. We want to thank and appreciate Sequoia Records for letting us be able to play music on our station, because it wouldn't be the same without it. Tara says, that's it. It was on the tip of my tongue. You got it. You got it. Both of you, Pamela and Tara, thank you. And Pamela says, nice. That felt so good after a crazy and frustrating day at work. Thank you, Jay. You're welcome, Pamela. And please don't forget, you can utilize that. You can go back to that. I like it because I didn't grow up with the whole understanding of chakras and energy, and all of that was new to me, including the process of getting to know my own energy centers and what that actually feels like and looks like to me. Because it isn't, that took a while. I'm not very visual. I'm more of a feeler, as far as how my sensitivities work. And every now and again, I do get an HD movie go across my movie screen. But that's not usually how my messages come. For me, I Spirit has guided me to the message of I get the messages, and I feel this works for all of us, that whatever needs to happen to get whatever the message is across that, you know, is either being asked for or that Spirit, that a Spirit is directing, that will come through. And will come through my spiritual sensitivities, whichever one is best to get the message across for the person that I'm doing the reading for. So it's going to be more about them and the person I'm doing the reading for and what is going to be best to getting that message delivered versus it being about me per se, if that makes sense to everyone. So I'm not sure why I just told you that, but I feel someone might have needed to hear that, I guess. Okay, let's see. Let me refresh. And maybe I've been taking too much Advil. That could be it too. I can tell you that. I'm tired of taking Advil and every now and again throwing in a Tylenol in order to continue the pain relief. But today was the first day that I felt it's getting better. It's not staying like this intense, painful kind of thing. It actually is finally getting better. So I'm excited for that. And I appreciate everybody's thoughts and energy and good vibes. I really do appreciate it. All right. Facebook, are you going to work with me? Don't forget, there is a gratitude board over on onetolisten.com, and it's a free service. Anyone can access it. It's completely anonymous, and it's a place and space for you to put what you're grateful for and what you would like to manifest if you have not got it yet. I would recommend that you would put that in present tense as if you've already manifested it. And what happens is all of us advisors, we put our attention on what you're grateful for, your intentions, and we magnify it with our attention, and we utilize that as a community way for us to support one another and to help lift each other up. So it's free. Please use it. It's a great opportunity to put out in the world what you would like help with and support. And also to put the things that have already happened, that have truly already happened, that you can be excited about, that you, even if it's something from a long time ago, but it still resonates with you. Go give it a share. Go see how it works. And enjoy the fun. Enjoy the process. It's a space and place for you to put your gratefulness. Like, it doesn't have to just be this thing that we do in our own echo chamber. You know, this is, gives you a place to put it. All right. So I want to do a quick refresh one more time before we close out the show, because if you can believe it, we're already at that latter half of the show. This hour can go by very fast. And let's just see if there's anyone else with a comment. And I appreciate you all playing and participating, because it's a lot of fun to do the game. And I'm also open, if you have played a particular psychic game in your own psychic development over the years and you would like to play it with everybody here live on the air, don't hesitate to put that in the comments and to share it, because we can do that together. It can be one of our games that we put into the rotation. I don't want to always play the same thing, and I would like to like engage with different psychic sensitivities. So just something to roll around your creative noggin and see what comes through as far as what you would like to play here on the Psychic Playground, because this is the space and place for us to be able to have some fun together and to have a weekly place to do that, a weekly space and place to come together to do that with each other. How awesome is that? And Karen says, hello, everyone. Hello, Karen. It's great to see you. Thank you for stopping by and joining us tonight. And we are talking about being plugged in, being connected, being in our presence, and what it takes on a day in and day out basis to have that be the case and for us to really feel and have that experience. And I want to say, I have taken decades, and I'm not kidding, 2 decades to turn my life around. And I'm still turning, I wouldn't say turning it around. I've turned it around. I'm doing what I want to do. I feel this is what I'm called to do, not just what I want to do, what I'm called to do. So that is amazing. And I'm actually doing it. And I don't have like a mental part of me that's like super fighting against it like I used to. Like, I actually am present and can enjoy being where I am. And do I have my moments? Of course I do. But they're short-lived. And I just want to share that if you are in that work and it feels like endless, it's not endless, but it can be tedious and it can take way longer than we could ever imagine from our humanness that it should take. But yet it just takes what it takes. And so I just share that because I just feel we could all use some inspiration to keep going. It's one foot in front of the other. It's baby steps. And as long as we keep doing it consistently, we will get where we're going and then some. Because even once we attain our goals and our dreams and the things that we have in our mind now, there will just be another dream. There will be another goal. There will be something else that opens up. Life keeps on going. We keep on going. It never stops. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and joining me live. I'm going to wrap up the show a little early today so I can save up my voice, because I am going to be returning a little bit later on this evening with my partner, Alan, for Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. That show comes on right after Raven's Rabbit Hole. It comes on at 8 p.m. Pacific. So please come join us. We would love for you to come in and join us. We'll be having a conversation, as we always do, on some kind of fun topic regarding relationships. And so please join us at 8 p.m. Pacific. Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. This has been a beautiful broadcast of the Jay Varvel Show. I did it. Oh my God. I was so good at the beginning of the show. I didn't do it at the beginning, but I did it at the end. So let me rewind. This has been The Psychic Playground with Jay Barbell here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next week or later tonight. Bye, everybody.